Same-sex marriage is not legal in Alaska yet. The U.S. District Court judge chose not to make a decision today after hearing oral arguments from both the state and a group of couples who are fighting the marriage ban. The arguments were complicated by the recent Ninth Circuit Court decision in the case Lotta versus Otter that overturned the same-sex marriage ban in Idaho. Alaska is within the Ninth Circuit, so that decision holds here as well. The Idaho decision says that same-sex marriage bans violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment because straight couples have the right to marry, but same-sex couples do not. The plaintiffs argue that same-sex couples don't have the same rights when buying property, visiting each other in the hospital, or even seeking a divorce. The state tried to argue that Idaho decision could be overruled by a higher court, especially since marriages there were put on hold because of a stay. That stay was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court as today's oral arguments were concluded in Alaska. The judge and the attorneys all referenced and joked about the complex, fast-changing legal landscape surrounding same-sex marriage. Allison Mendel argued the case on behalf of the couples. She says she's been working on this issue for 25 years, and she sees this as a done deal.
It was very enjoyable. You know, we came into this pretty confident that we were going to win. When the Lotta decision was decided, we knew we were going to win. So this was really just an argument about the details, but it's still very satisfying anyway.
The state declined to make comments on the case beyond what they argued in front of the judge, which could not be recorded. Many of the people who packed the courtroom and spilled into an overflow room gathered in front of the courthouse after the hearing. Josh Hamsath is with the Pride Foundation in Alaska. He said he's hopeful.
As an Alaskan, I think it's really exciting that we're not being left behind. We're not the last state to get heard. With the momentum on our side and us being on the right side of history.
Judge Thomas Burgess said he would issue a decision soon.